This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's a fiddling kind of a day, if you know what I mean. This is the DJD program. How do you do? Welcome to Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. Jennifer Horn, we're two-thirds of the way through the month. Thanksgiving is Thursday, the 22nd. Fourth Thursday of the month. Do you need help, Jennifer? Are you okay that we're two-thirds of the way through the month? Is Victoria Keeley, can she help you? Kara, you're all right? Okay, yeah. So take it away, Jennifer.
Well, this story is very strange. We all remember Casey Kasem, and we all remember probably that he passed away not so long ago. But I don't think any of us knew the depth of the family feud surrounding Casey Kasem. Of course, if you remember back, his wife, Jean Kasem, had kept him away, allegedly, from the family, the kids, Carrie, Julie, and Michael. And there was a very public battle between Carrie Kasem, the daughter, and Jean Kasem for access to Casey during his later years. Well, now that family feud has just stepped up a whole nother notch, because it now includes allegations of murder and elder abuse. And on... Can you believe that? And on Saturday's 48 Hours, they go all into this. So it's an ongoing battle between Jean Kasem, that's Casey's second wife, and his three children, Carrie, Julie, and Michael, from his first marriage. And Peter Van Sant is on 48 Hours, and he's the one that is uncovering all of this. He said, quote, "I've never seen such hatred within a family. Both sides tell credible, powerful stories. Both proclaim their love for Casey, and both blame the other and accuse the other of killing Casey. And both sides are using the word murder." He died back, if you can believe it, June 2014. We talk about time moving so fast. It seems not that long ago on Father's Day. He was 82 and had a Parkinson's-like disease, and left behind $80 to $100 million that he had amassed by doing American Top 40, the radio show, and then its various iterations. He also played Shaggy on Scooby-Doo, if you remember that.
Oh, I forgot that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So his wife claims that the three grown children conspired in 2007 to trick Casey into signing over power of attorney, giving them control of his medical decisions. She says it's always been about the money. Then they in turn filed a wrongful death suit against Jean, claiming elder abuse when she moved Casey from a rehab facility in Santa Monica to a friend's home in Washington State. Carrie Kasem says just directly that Jean killed my father. The only thing she ever wanted from my dad is money. So really interesting that even though this has been going on for over 4 years, that it's still going on with both sides still really digging their heels in, going against the other.
Yeah, well, it's a
kids and the stepmother, it's always the same story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Why do you think that is, Victoria? Why do you think there are so many of these cases? Is it human nature? Is it kind of like the same thing, control, idea of politics or religion that is all about controlling people's mind? People want to control the money.
Well, I think when you have this much money involved, there's always going to be a push-pull kind of thing happening. And I think with adult children, you know, when their dad remarries, adult children, if they have a good relationship with their mom, they usually kind of side with their mother. And the stepmom, even in some cases, it's warranted. But in other cases, you know, the stepmom is just trying to do the right thing. And I don't know. I think it's I have a few friends who have step-parents, and it's always complicated. It's never easy. So I don't know the answer. Luckily, I don't have that situation in my family, but it's tough.
Truly, I think they both should be ashamed of themselves. The fact is that it's so gross. And I remember covering the story with you, Doug, because this was a big deal. And I remember our old producer, Ken Kessler, was so in the corner of Jean. And I remember being more in the corner of Carrie Kasem, probably for obvious reasons of just what roles we were in life at that point. But when you have a man who loves both his wife and his kids, you get it together. And you just help him pass with dignity and not with all of this crap. I mean,
well,
that's
I remember
all
they didn't even bury him,
as.
Right? They didn't bury him right away because they were hiding the body and
somewhere in Europe.
No, he's buried in Oslo in Norway, but he's buried in an unmarked grave. And then the kids are saying that she did that out of spite because they don't know where it is and they can't figure out how to visit the grave. So they're also taking that to court to fight it out about bringing his remains back. Just a mess. I mean,
why Norway?
By all accounts, was a good idea. It was a good person.
What's her heritage, I think, is Norwegian, isn't it?
She said he had always, even though he had never been there, he always expressed interest in Norway. She said there's a Swedish woman named Anki who visits his grave once a month and decorates it.
He's an Armenian, so one would have thought, well, I wanted to bury him in Armenia. What in the world?
Well, you know what? You know what? To me, this is and this is my mother's. I can hear my mom's voice. You need to get a will. These are all the things that if you have your wishes written down, make sure everybody knows exactly what you want, where you want to be buried, so there's no surprises. That's something that the more you hear stories like this, the more I realize my mom is right. Like Lewis and I need to get it together and be adults and have a will and make sure we know exactly what we want for end of life and all that, because it just it cuts out all this. If it was expressly written down somewhere in a legal document, then they wouldn't be able to fight this stuff, and he wouldn't maybe be in Norway for no reason.
Well, and also, I mean, he did that. He had it, but she's the wife, the second wife, is saying that he switched all of his orders under duress back in 2007. So it's important that you do it kind of on your own and when you're in good health and of clear mind so that no one can challenge it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you guys, I get a call from my mom the other day, and she is bawling. Are you okay? What's going on? You're not telling me something. All because...
She's saying that to you?
To me. Why aren't you telling me everything? So, I just have this... Well, it was very natural, actually, and organic, but she kind of freaked out. And so I wrote an email to my parents because this was, I have another job. And I don't take insurance for my other job. But what I do is, I guess every employee gets a certain amount of life insurance. That's just one of the things they do for you. And so you have to set up who the beneficiary is. And because my emergency contact for my employment is at this moment my dad, instead of setting up a new one, I just put 100% to my dad just to make it easy. And I thought, if something happens to me, my family would not even know that this exists because... who would think about it?
Right, they'd have to track it down or whatever.
Or you'd have to hope that they volunteer to tell people that I have this whatever. So I sent out an email, and I said, look, until I sent it to my mom and dad, and I said, until Jeff and I get married, I just want you guys to know that I have this life insurance policy. And, just for ease, I clicked 100% of it goes to dad. I said, I don't think there's much there. But if, God forbid, something happens to me, it's my wish is that you guys split it 50-50 and do something fun with it. I said, there probably won't be enough money there, but do something I'd enjoy. Take a trip, whatever. And then I said, while we're at it, I also have bank accounts at Bank of America, blah, 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 my credit union, just kind of went through what I had.
Yeah, your mother figured you were kicking off.
Right. So I just kind of go through. And then I said, and while we're at it, if something does happen to me, I think I'd rather be buried. I don't think I'm into this cremation thing, but whatever. But if you do cremate me, don't put me on someone's mantle.
Think about this, though, Jennifer. Can you imagine those worms in the earth crawling through your body?
I've imagined both. I think I like having some place to be instead of having to be. So anyway, so I just write this very innocently, but it went from one paragraph to the next because I'm like, well, I'm writing this one, I might as well write that one. And then at the end I said, I know this was weird, but I said, I guess I just thought somebody should know all this stuff. And she freaked out. I said, Mom, there's nothing wrong. You have to read it. This was innocent.
Give a copy of I gave a copy of my will to both children so they have it, they could read it, they could see what is the what the headlines are and what would happen under any particular circumstance. But I didn't tell them what to do with me when I was... I haven't put it in writing what to do with me when there's no more life in this body. But I think they know that I'd want to be actually with Charlotte on the farm someplace. So, but to each his own. Now, I would spend a lot of money.
Can you do that?
What? You can do
whatever you want. You want to be cremated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant buried on the farm. I was like, I don't think you could do that.
He wants to be put in the scrap pile out there.
Yeah, with the cat, with the cat ones.
When Edgar, I was thinking about this last night, I was talking about Edgar with a friend of mine. Edgar was a fellow who ran my farm for 15 years, and he died in 2012. He died in 2012. And if I was on the air at the time, I remember the police officer came into the house and said Edgar had passed. And what do you mean he passed? What passed? And he said, no, he's dead. And I thought, my God, it was just at the 6 o'clock news.
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And Meredith was at the top of the stairs, and it was like, what in the world is going on? So I went up there.
He was gone. Doug was on here, and then he was just gone. And I was like, what's happening?
If I had been able to get there before Georgette called the police, I wouldn't have reported to anybody. I would have brought his body across the street and buried in the farm.
So weird.
Why? Why spend? We spent, I forget how much I spent, $1,800 to get him cremated. And then we scattered his ashes on the farm. His kids took some of them, you know, that kind
of
stuff.
Nice. Why? The kids had some, and, you know, that's nice.
Well, we could have cut off an arm and given it to one kid.
You would have stolen a dead body, because that's exactly what that would have been.
No, it wasn't
would have
stolen.
Gotten you.
Well, everybody's exceedance. Who would know? If everybody agreed that it was the right thing to do, who would have known?
Well, if the kids were in on it, if everybody else is, that's different. Okay, it sounded like you were just going to walk across the street and bury him without anyone knowing.
Well, I would have probably would have made a couple of quick phone calls and then done it.
Well,
anyway, so to each his
own. It's weird to have this conversation.
It's
also sort of freeing when you put it down. I mean, I didn't feel bad about it. I was like, well, you know, at least somebody knows it. I think that's what it is just keeping people aware, even if it's just where your accounts are and what you think you might want.
Well, it makes it so much easier on the people left behind, because if you don't have a will, the state takes a lot of your money. The government takes a lot of your money.
They take a lot of your money anyway.
Right, but they take even more if you don't have a will, and then it costs money to track it all down. And this happened to my friend's dad, my friend who was her stepfather had a very tragic ending and had no will, and it took them over a year to track down all of his stuff, and it cost them so much money in legal fees. It was just awful. So
I can't remember now. It seems to me when my father died, I was the executor. I don't know what I reported, but I don't remember ever paying anything to the IRS.
Oh, good.
Died.
Always good to point that out on the radio.
Burying bodies illegally, not paying taxes.
Why not? All right, here's something to do for your body that you presently have. The goodness of your smile. If you want to leave, I don't mean leave like we were just talking about, but want to have, create, how about if I use the word create, a lasting impression, the smile is your most unforgettable feature. You can go around the room here. All three of the ladies have fabulous teeth and fabulous smiles. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, if you want to have teeth like them, you can go on the web to djvshow.com and look at those smiling faces that are there. Help yourself to that smile. You can't have their smile. You can have your smile by using Power Swabs. Instantly, you'll be amazed by the results. And then when you do that, there's no going back. Don't think twice about cracking your smile after you start using Power Swabs that are so fast and so easy, and they are hygienical. Is that a word? Hygienical?
Hygienic. Yeah.
Okay, hygienic.
You're so hygienical.
I'm so hygienical, right. Call me Mr. Hygienical. So, smile improves in 5 minutes. It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. 800-208-1797. This is an offer that's available only by calling that number. You can't get it in stores. You can't get it online. Use the code DJV to get Power Swabs at half price. So you pay less than everybody else and get the benefits. 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs. All right? Got that taken care of? Got the number all down? Everybody smiling? Everybody smile! Carrie, are you smiling? Yeah, Victoria, everybody's smiling.
Yeah, I'm smiling.
Smiling.
21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place, any
anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today she thinks I love her, but tomorrow we'll be through, and somewhere between love and tomorrow, she'll have to know.
Have been through that.
And
not a great ending sometimes, but it's all right. It's the thought that counts at the moment. I guess Roy Clark with a song about sadness, even though we're celebrating his life this week. The song is called There'll Be No Teardrops Tonight. Roy Clark passed away last week, best known, as we said, for co-hosting Hee Haw. Remembered at the celebration of his life. He had pneumonia, I remember, when it caused a whole different conversation about how many people die of complications from pneumonia. Friends, family, and fellow performers gathering today to celebrate his life. Public will be able to honor him in a ceremony taking place at a church in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, tomorrow. The family has asked that contributions be made to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. No flowers. He headlined a golf tournament every year for St. Jude's, and there's a floor named in his honor in the hospital. The hospital CEO said, "I see a lot of celebrations, celebrities coming into St. Jude, and you know it's in a person's heart by how they entertain the children." He says about Roy Clark, he was touched by the children, not the cameras. So anyway, if you go to the church's Facebook page, you'll see the celebration streamed there at Rhema, rhema.org. That's the Rhema Bible Church, rhema.org. Crank this up a little. This is the Honky Tonk Blues.
This one is actually Honeymoon Feeling. A lot of his songs are just instrumental, so I had to go and find some other ones that are...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they are. Yeah, yeah. He's a good performer, man, and a happy-go-lucky guy. Roy Clark, you can see that kind of in his appearance, just the way he held himself. Also, from sort of the country world, although I don't know if we agree anymore that Taylor Swift is a country act, she is a free agent. Now, is that she doesn't have a boyfriend or she doesn't have an agent? I think literally the story is she doesn't have an agent.
Well, she didn't have an agent. She has a boyfriend. She's had a boyfriend for a while now, but she didn't have an agent for a while. Now she signed a very, very big new deal.
Universal Music Group's Republic Records. She said, quote, "I'm ecstatic to announce that my musical home will be Republic. It's thrilling to me that the UMG team, that's Universal Music Group, will be my label family moving forward. It's also incredibly exciting to know that I'll own all of my master recordings that I make from now on." That's usually what has...
That's the big deal.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal. Yeah, a lot of money involved in that sort of thing. She has been insured that artists signed to Republic Records, she understands, receive a portion of the profits should the label ever sell its share to some outfit like Spotify. And that means that she's...
Well, they all have... The weird thing is all the three big labels that are left, because there's only three record labels left, really, they all bought into Spotify. And apparently Taylor Swift is getting a lot of props for this new deal because she worked it in that every other artist that signs with that label gets the same treatment
that she does. Yeah.
So she's really looking out for other musicians, too, which is cool.
Yeah. Good. Very good. All right. Congrats. Not to change what you hear, but it's an interesting story about Taylor Swift here on the DJV Show at 28 past the hour.
Love me like I'm brand new. Just call it what you want, yeah, call it what you want to. All my flowers grew back as thorns. Windows boarded up after...
Finding your redemption. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of my favorite lines from any song comes from Bob Marley's classic hit Redemption Song. In it, he says, "Free yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." What a powerful truth. The world can bog us down with negativity, tragedy, and suffering. We can get trapped into being a puppet to what others say and do, and we can, if we allow ourselves to, become consumed by the mistakes we have made and the pain we've caused. Still, beyond all that, ultimately, our redemption lies with us. More specifically, your redemption lies with you. Free yourself from mental slavery. Stop allowing others, the outside world, and even your own tendency toward shame to dictate your emotional state. Instead, find your redemption. Break free from it all. For a guide along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, do you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you, too, thanks to My Pillow. All right, sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night all night long. My Pillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let My Pillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. My Pillow's made here in America. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one My Pillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any My Pillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This tears at the soul of our city.
That Chicago's Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel following a shooting at a hospital in that city yesterday that left, among others, a police officer dead.
Police officer, two female staff employees at the hospital, and the offender.
Chicago police say four people killed in a shooting at Mercy Hospital, including the gunman, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
He and his partner were actually doing something else and responded to the officer needs assistance.
And the police superintendent telling reporters,
and they saved a lot of lives because we just don't know how much damage he was prepared to do.
That report from USA Radio's Robin Malensky. Now, flash flooding's a big concern in the burn scar areas of the deadly campfire in Northern California. The campfire blamed for 79 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Program is November the 20th. I think I've spoken that before, but there are many more of you listening now, and we're listening at the top of the hour, so that's our way of keeping you updated. Our job is to do just that here and anecdotally give you things that are from our experience, other people's experiences. Jennifer Horn is here on the DJV program, along with Victoria Keelan. Thanks to Kara Schillen at the main control room. Is it at or in? I guess you're at there, at the controls, and in the studio. Yes, got it figured out. Thousands of affiliates around the world listening to this program as Victoria brings us up to date on something that's been hidden from reality. Here we go, Victoria.
Well, something that has not actually been hidden from reality is the state of Victoria's Secret, and it's only getting worse. So they originally made some pretty awful headlines a couple weeks ago when the one of the founders, I think he's the chairman, made some really just horrific comments about how Victoria's Secret, the fashion show, the annual fashion show that's televised, they wouldn't put any plus-size models in. Everyone was kind of doing a write-in campaign for Ashley Graham to be in the show. That didn't happen. He made some disparaging comments about trans models as well, that no one wants to see trans models and things like that. So he apparently based this, he says that they have research, and I put that in big air quotes. He said back in the year 2000, 18 years ago, he said that the Victoria's Secret tried to include plus-size models in their fashion show, and no one wanted to sponsor it. And so that's why, apparently 18 years later, they've never done anything. Like, things have not changed in 18 years. So he infuriated a lot of women with that comment. And so as the stock dropped 8%, they have now dumped their CEO, Jan Singer. She has resigned. They're in a pretty big sales slump. And the new CEO taking over Victoria's Secret Lingerie next year will be John Mahas. He is currently the president of Tory Burch, and so he will be making the jump over to Victoria's Secret and L Brands, which is the company that the parent company that owns Victoria's Secret and a ton of other things. Mm. But they also stopped selling swimwear, which Kara and I were very bummed about, because that was one thing that that I thought that they actually did well with, but they stopped doing that, and they've changed a lot of, you know, their sizes are really not very inclusive, so Victoria's Secret is kind of falling on its own sword, I think.
Oh, lovely. All right, other bankrupt companies, Sears, even though they filed for bankruptcy last month, they are looking to pay their top executives a lot of money in bonuses. This happens all the time. Sears asked a bankruptcy court to approve a total of $8.5 million in bonuses to 18 different executives over the next couple of quarters. The company wants to shell out another $16 million to 322 non-insider workers. They announced they were filing for bankruptcy because they were supposed to make a $134 million debt payment that they couldn't make. So now,
how do you pay your executives though? Because that's all public record. So how do you miss a debt payment but you pay bonuses to your?
You go to the judge and say, Judge, we have a contract with these people in order to keep the company going, and not to make it any worse. Please pay these people. And as was the case with the two largest radio companies that are now bankrupt, Cumulus and iHeart, they have the same thing. The guy running iHeart got a $3.5 million bonus. The second in command got one
seems
and a half.
Seems like bonuses, like salaries. That's one.
Running into the ground and then you make a lot of money.
but it seems like bonuses should not be awarded when your company's going bankrupt.
You would think that would be the case.
Some people have guaranteed bonuses instead of like merit based or earned bonuses. Mm, so right. They can say, well, you know, you're getting a $10,000 bonus, even though no matter what marks are capped, which I think is weird. That to me is more semantics and more like an error in the way employment contracts are written. But because it seems like you should be merit based if it's a bonus.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. Here's another bankruptcy. David's Bridal, buried under a mountain of debt. Say again, Jen.
I heard about this. They emailed me because the CEO and I are on personal, you know, we're on a personal basis.
Really?
So it was an email saying, David's Bridal customer, sometimes he forgets my name, said, I just want you to know that even though you might hear some bad headlines about us in the next couple of days, we're still here to service all of your wedding needs. And so I thought it was nice that he took the time to email.
Well, I didn't realize this company was that big. It owes almost $1 billion to creditors.
Huge.
As part of the bankruptcy, they reached a deal with lenders to reduce the debt by more than $400 million. The agreement will allow them to continue to operate their 300 stores. So Alfred Angelo shut down last year, telling their soon-to-be brides
without
that David's
telling them.
Bridal customers
This made big news. They didn't tell the brides. So there were a slew of women who thought their dress was ready to go, and the company went out of business, and they could not get their dresses. That
for
is,
many of
you
them,
don't
the
do
dress
that to brides.
No, the dress was just locked inside the store for many brides, and they just couldn't get in. That was horrible.
Lovely.
That's why David's Bridal is so smart, because they do have such a big operation that they email everybody ahead of time saying, don't panic. Because
well, if you're staying in business, they want to make sure they take care of everybody.
And that people.
So your dress is at David's? You have a dress there?
No, but I've used David's for bridesmaid dresses and stuff in the past. I definitely would look there for a wedding dress.
My dress was from David's Bridal, my wedding dress.
They do great stuff, and it's relatively inexpensive compared to going to some of the designer bridal shops.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Today is Tuesday, November 20th. It's Future Teachers of America Day, celebrated every year on this date, made to celebrate just how great teachers are. How great they are. How great.
Oh, God.
Sponsored by the Future Teachers of America, an organization that helps future educators prepare for the classroom and become a part of this community. Mentorship, teaching opportunities. A lot of these people help teachers hone their skills to become better, more wonderful teachers. Now more than ever, I think there is a need for younger people to enter into the field of education. Teacher shortages all over the place. Recent polls show 4% of college freshmen enrolling in four-year institutions majoring in education. So the Future Teachers of America, FTOA, helping to fill that teacher shortage. The reason that they, this is my theory anyway, is that there's no control. The schools are out of control. The parents have too much to say about what goes on. Teachers have no authority. There's all the administration in most of the schools and the systems are stupid. And they all, you know, they roll over at the first. They don't stick up for the teachers. It's kind of like the police. You know, if you don't have somebody who's got your back, then you kind of discourage people getting into it. It probably isn't just any place. If I didn't have your back or you didn't have mine, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, what would we have here? You need to help me make my presence here, the plot, the storyline, all the things that go with being on the air. You are the backup, and I am grateful for that. I've got your back, you got my back. That's the way it ought to be. But it isn't oftentimes, especially in public education. Everybody points their finger at everybody else. I've never seen such a bunch of lily-livered just cowards working, at least in the educational system that I'm familiar with here. Aye. So that, I think, turns a lot of people off. But if you're really dedicated to it, then we have too much politics in teachers, too. There's too much politics in the classroom, too much politics getting jobs, that kind of stuff. It just is, it's not a great place. So let's see if we can encourage people that are good, that are educated, to be educators. That'd be my read. Ladies, you got anything to add to that? Anybody here?
Nope.
Got teachers in the family? You have Jennifer's mother was a teacher for 34 years?
30 years, yeah.
30 years, yeah. I was for 4 years, and I enjoyed pretty much every moment of it, except dealing with the principal, who was a dunderhead. Not a bad guy, just a weakling. And I had no, he tried for the 4 years to get rid of me because I was a problem for him, because I did things that people would call, what's Mr. Stefan doing? I don't understand. My children are asking me questions. I don't know, why is he doing all this stuff? So he'd call me up and say, whatever you're doing. He didn't ask me what I was doing. He just said, whatever you're doing, stop. I don't want to get any phone calls. So.
What were you doing?
I was pushing the envelope most of the time, so the kids would be.
I know, shocking.
Would you? Be challenged. Okay, all right. They would be challenged and feel like they had a brain and they knew how to use their brain. I taught youngsters, one of the nicest compliments I ever got, I can remember Richard Durgan was the kid's name. Never forget this. He said, Mr. Stefan, you taught me how to think. And that was the best. Not, you never teach people items, you know. You have to know how to think. Think back on your own education. Was there a teacher? Was there somebody who helped you not learn how to study, but how to think? That's what's most important. Thinking isn't memorizing numbers and words and stuff. That's not of any value. It's learning how to use your head. Learn how to think. All right. And I can't tell you that I always was and have been as an adult a great thinker in all respects. But I subscribe to the point that we have a lot of brains that are wasted in our country because children just don't learn how to think. At home, if you have a challenging and important. And I'm not talking about using devices. I'm talking about reading to kids, pointing out where what the pictures mean, what the words are. I did that with my two children, and Megan's doing that with her son. I love going. The first night I was there, a couple of weeks ago, all he wanted to do after dinner was over is, Gramps, will you read me this book? And it was about being on the farm and the tractors and stuff that he loves. And he knew what was in the book. He could almost read the words, and he's not four yet. So that's because he's associated with words and things that are important to having your not your mind, but your brain. Mind, different thing. Your mind is not your brain, and your brain is not your mind. All right, everybody got it?
Got it. Your brain is not your mind, and your mind is not your brain.
Thank you. All right, television news, Jennifer. No Scrubs revival. What in the world? Big people, fans are in a tizzy because the reunion is not going to happen. Why? What's the problem? I guess the creator had problems about reviving this series. I don't really remember that much about Scrubs. I know it was a comedy.
It had a cult following. I didn't watch it, but people were obsessed with it.
Really?
And a big cast, too. People love Scrubs.
Yeah. Could they make a movie out of it? Is it a movie? I don't think so. They had
multiple seasons, but I think most people felt, along with other shows like The Office, like it was on for a lot of seasons, but people kind of stopped watching the last... Hmm. Like, I didn't watch the last season.
It was on from 2001 to 2010.
Yeah, the cast changed a little bit. Some people left. It just always, you know, once it gets closer to the end and it's on for too long, it kind of loses a little bit of its shine, and that's...
Yeah.
What the director said is that he kind of sometimes thinks that reboots are a cash grab, and I agree. I mean, not everything needs to be a reboot. Sometimes you can just leave good enough alone.
Yeah. All right, so that's that story. Anybody watch anything good on television last night?
Watched the Jersey Shore Friendsgiving.
Really?
I'm so far behind on that. I really have got to catch up. Finally, I caught up.
The movie A Private War, which is really a bleak. It was pretty bleak.
Never even heard. You should find these movies that no one's ever heard of.
This is Rosamund, what's her name? Rosamund Pike was a reporter in all the wars in the Middle East and got killed in Syria. It really tells the story about, it really makes the point of how we have made a mess. We, the world, has made a mess and let guys like Arafat stay in power so he could just murder. You realize... I didn't realize the numbers because they were aggregated, that 500,000 people have been killed. Just people that are Syrian citizens have been killed in that civil war. The Russians killed most of them with their bombs and stuff. And we just let it go on. And in the Middle East, how many people have been killed in the Middle East since the Iraq war started in 2003? Take a guess.
I don't know.
I wouldn't even be able to come up with a number.
5.5 million. Not soldiers, civilians, just there. Yeah. Okay, so Jen, what do we have for tonight?
Well, tonight, some interesting stuff, actually. It's Thanksgiving week, so a lot of shows are coming to an end, and some are just beginning. On History, at 10 o'clock tonight, there's a series premiere of a show called Brothers in Arms. This is really kind of interesting. It's one of those fix-it shows with a twist. If you need a Cold War era Russian tank fixed, or maybe you need to know how to fix a Japanese World War II assault weapon, well, Brothers in Arms will be able to show you exactly what to do. They restore all of these rare war tools. That's on History at 10 o'clock. The season finale of Flipping Out on Bravo, of course, the real estate show with Jeff Lewis, that airs at 10 o'clock. On the networks, you've got a new episode of The Conners at 8, followed by The Kids Are All Right, Blackish at 9, Splitting Up Together at 9:30, and The Rookie at 10 o'clock. On CBS, NCIS is new tonight at 8, followed by FBI and NCIS New Orleans. On the CW, it's a new episode of The Flash, followed by Black Lightning. And on NBC, it's The Voice, an elimination round, a big one at 8 o'clock, followed by, get your Kleenexes, This Is Us at 9, and it's one of their Thanksgiving episodes, which if you watch This Is Us, you know you're in for it. This one will focus on the father's time in Vietnam. And then New Amsterdam is new tonight at 10. Fox is all in reruns tonight. And if you want to throw it back a little, you were talking about reboots. Designing Women is being looked at by ABC. That was a very big hit show during the 80s, and ABC says they'd like to bring it back. So yeah. Get TV is starting a brand new run of reruns of Designing Women, so you can see that.
When is that Casey Kasem thing on 48 Hours?
This Saturday.
Saturday, okay. It's 10 before the hour.
well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Past the hour now on the Tuesday DJD program. It's time for us to have some tech talk with Victoria Keelan. So we get started by a focus on what YouTube is doing. Something free! Free! It's free! Is everything
yes.
free? No, it is free. Okay.
Well, this is actually free. YouTube recently began to roll out a series of feature films that viewers can watch free. However, you do have to sit through some of the ads. So the selection it's not huge right now, but it has some notable movies, The Terminator, Legally Blonde, Rocky, I think they have the whole Rocky series. So there are some big films in there. And they quietly began releasing these movies back in October. They didn't advertise it. It just appeared under the free to watch category in the movie section. Now, normally, that's where people have had to purchase or rent movies from YouTube, so now there was a little free section. And the films come with regular commercial interruptions, pop-up ads, and things like that. So you do, it's, you know, there is always a catch to anything that's free. And then YouTube says that they saw an opportunity for consumers and advertisers, and they note that there might be a way for advertisers to sponsor films and hold exclusive screenings moving forward. And so they said at the moment it's only 100 films in their selection, but YouTube is trying to figure out how to claim more of the digital movie sector. And it seems like they're off to a pretty good start so far. Their numbers have been pretty good.
Really? All right. There's that. Dolby is into the headphone game, try and replace surround sound speakers. Let's see how that works.
The Geek Out.
It seems like everybody else is making headphones, so why not Dolby? Yep, the company known for sound technologies has created their own pair of headphones, except you don't take them on the road, you use them at home. The dimensions are a closed-back, over-the-ear design with the intention of giving users a three-dimensional experience with depth and space. And the headphones are not reproducing 5.1 or Atmos surround standards. Dolby says there's a new processing in there called virtualization that provides a sound field that gives the wearer the sense they're inside the movie or the music. So if you can't pull off a full-on home theater at home, the Dolby Dimension headphones might be a great alternative for $600 and available now from Dolby.com.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, so the season for deals at T-Mobile comes into focus. You can get a jump on your holiday shopping with savings on phones, watches, and accessories. Here's our here's one of the people who reports on technology. Her name is Jennifer Jolly.
'Tis the season for deals, and at T-Mobile, you can get a jump on your holiday shopping with savings on phones, watches, and accessories. Tech expert Jennifer Jolly has more.
T-Mobile's kicked off the holiday season early and has some fantastic deals, including brand new phones for $0. If free is what you're looking for, T-Mobile will gift you the new OnePlus 6T or Revel 2 for free, as long as you trade in your old device and add a line, or they'll gift you $750 off the new Samsung Galaxy or LG phone with a trade-in of your old device when you add a line.
T-Mobile is also offering deals on watches and accessories. Buy a Samsung Galaxy or Gear S3 watch and get the second half off. And special T-Mobile deals on headphones and speakers, which make great stocking stuffers.
T-Mobile includes Netflix in all their T-Mobile One Unlimited plans, so you can treat yourself to a new phone now for $0 and then stay home and watch all the holiday movies you want on Black Friday instead of shopping.
For more information, go to T-Mobile.com.
All right, so let's get to the Amazon, a couple of Amazon stories, I guess, today. Amazon Prime members and the movies, because Amazon's big into the movies now, right, Victoria?
Yeah, Amazon Prime members are going to be able to watch Aquaman in cinemas 6 days before its official release in the U.S. Each Amazon Prime subscriber will be able to purchase up to 10 tickets for a 7 p.m. showing on December 15th, which is just under a week before the film officially opens on the 21st of December. The promotion continues Amazon's amicable relationship with cinemas, which actually puts it in direct contrast to Netflix, which has essentially shunned all of movie theaters, and even though they have original movies, they just never let them be shown in theaters. So the early screening of Aquaman can be watched in around 1,000 participating cinemas across the U.S., including branches owned by AMC, Regal, National Amusement Theaters, and Arclight Cinemas, and you can use the Atom Tickets site. That's A-T-O-M, Atom. You can book your tickets on there. And so enjoy Aquaman if you are a Prime member. I know that's going to be a big movie at Christmas.
Yeah, it looks awful. I've seen the trailers. Ugh. Amazon and their new headquarters get a $10 billion Department of Defense contract. That looks interesting because they're in Crystal City. I think they did that on purpose, don't you?
That's get what they're speculating. Yeah, that's the speculation.
Yep. Yeah. All right, 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.